This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1803. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded December 10th, Anguilla, Armenia, Australia, Bhutan, Canada, China, Cuba, Equatorial Guinea, Ethiopia, Europe, Germany, Goa, India, Indonesia, International Vacuum, Korea, Kurdistan, Kyrgyzstan, Laos, Mexico, Nicaragua, Nigeria, Oklahoma, Romania, Solomon Islands, Taiwan, USA, Yemen, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, on December 5th, we noticed that Caribbean beacon Anguilla was missing from 6090, and it stayed off for the next couple of days, also missing from the daytime frequency 11775. Not much else to be heard on the latter, but we were hoping to hear some other stations listed on 6090 at night. The Chilean, which still appears in the AUKI list, has been gone for a long time. The low-power station in Temuco, we didn't expect to hear it. We know that Brazil's Radio Bandeirantes has given up on shortwave. Nigeria might have been on there, but that was not to be heard either. And in fact, Wolfgang Büschel points out that it appears to be gone forever. It had not been heard since the middle of August. One more station listed, Radio Amhara in Ethiopia. The morning schedule is 03 to 06 UT, but we heard nothing of that either, nor does Ron Howard in California. The Voice of Armenia's external service is hardly ever heard in North America during its evening-only schedule on 60 meters. It just wouldn't propagate. But further east, it certainly is heard from a 50-kilowatt transmitter on 4810, non-directional. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria says from December 1st they've completely changed their language schedule. It had been on the air from 1430 until 1930 in several languages, but his observations show the language lineup now as follows. Starting at 1530 in Assyrian, 1545 in Greek, 1600 in Kurdish, 1630 in Yazidi, 17 in Turkish, 1715 in Azeri, 1745 in Farsi, and the final half hour at 1815 in Arabic. Here's one of those anomalies you'll miss if you're not constantly tuning around. On December 5th only, around 1330 UT, VL8T, Tennant Creek, Northern Territory, Australia, was on 4910. Normally, it changes to the 120-meter band at 0830, but failed to do so on this occasion only, making it much more audible over here and parallel to the other NT station on 4835, while the third one remained where it was supposed to be on 2485. Also noting this were Art Delibert in Maryland, Ron Howard in California, and Walt Samaniv in British Columbia. About BBS, Bhutan, 50 Hertz below 6035. Ron Howard in California says it seems they're signing off rather early these days, no longer hearing them after 1230 UT. That is for their evening broadcast. But he has heard their morning broadcast via very nice Gray Line reception. December 9th at midnight 52 UT, he heard their usual indigenous music and singing until 1:02. They were faded out and lost about 01:15. Their sign-off is too early in the morning, so he was happy to hear them in his evening. Jim Young in California said they signed on at midnight 37. The sunrise in Bhutan was midnight 40 UT, while the sunset in Monterey, California was midnight 52. In DX News of the National Radio Club, Mike Brooker in Toronto says that CHRF in Montreal, Quebec, according to several sources as of December 3rd, has abandoned LGBT programming as Radio Fierté in French and are stunting with all Christmas music as Radio Noël, while awaiting a new format. Of course, a lot of stations do that when they're about to change format at a new year. Sheldon Harvey tells us that Radio Canada International has put up a memorial page to the late Bill Westenhaver, and it's multilingual, with a nice photo of him at his desk. You can find it via www.rcinet.ca. Sometimes we hear Fire Dragon musical jamming or CNR1 jamming from China on a frequency which does not need to be jammed as far as we know. But there may be another explanation. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany was hearing this. Well, 9470 at 02 to 03 UT, December 7th. It was Chinese music continuously, but not Firedrake. Investigating, he concludes that it is merely parked there, standing by to jam some other broadcast on a nearby frequency, such as Radio Free Asia on 9455 or a Sound of Hope frequency from Taiwan around 9.3 megahertz. It seems that China is coordinating with Seabreeze, the clandestine to North Korea, or at least keeping track of what they're doing. Ron Howard in California says, it's interesting to note that when Shokaze started broadcasting November 1st on 7400, China Radio International dropped their 13 UTR, which conflicted with it. But since November 24th, now that Shokaze has moved away, CRI has resumed using 7400 as of December 4th. Via Hans-Jörg Biener in Germany, a press release from the Broadcasting Board of Governors dated December 8th, Maria Gonzalez to head Office of Cuba Broadcasting. She'll take over as director of OCB, responsible for TV Marti, Radio Marti, and MartiNoticias.com. BBC chairman Jeff Shell said, we are thrilled to have Malule, as she is known, M-A-L-U-L-E, join us at such a critical time for Cuba Broadcasting, a seasoned Emmy Award-winning journalist, a proven leader, and an innovator. She has the skills and experience to lead the Martis through a new era of U.S. broadcasting to Cuba. She says, I'm grateful for the opportunity to serve my country. I strongly believe the people of Cuba must have access to free and accurate information. And I'm thrilled to work alongside the entire Marti team to ensure that they do. She began her journalism career in Puerto Rico and has worked for Univision, Telemundo, CBS, Telenoticias, Venevisión, local stations in Puerto Rico, and Univision local stations. Her appointment is effective December 12th. Trying to hear RNGE, Equatorial Guinea, slightly below 5005. Wolfgang Büschel in Germany reports it on December 3rd at an S6 signal level with Hungarian gypsy violin Chardash music, of all things, at 0532. Ron Howard was listening earlier on the same date, December 3rd, and said they had just signed on when he tuned in at 0504, but the sign-on time varies quite a bit. I haven't had much luck hearing them. I apparently picked a wrong day to try, December 6th, at 0437. I kept with it till 0507, but no sign of even a carrier. On December 7th, Ron Howard says they started at 0455, but it was his weakest reception of them so far. Very faint audio with repetitive African singing. An Ethiopian, relatively easy for us to hear, is the one on 6110. Richard Langley in New Brunswick reports on it. I was looking for Tibet December 7th at 0255, but instead heard Fana signing on with their interesting interval signal, which I recorded via the web SDR in the Netherlands. I had an Ethiopian colleague listen to the recording and answer a few questions, including the meaning of the name. He said the word Fana, F-A-N-A, in this context, has the meaning of a pioneer or a founder, and was chosen by the station as it claimed to be the first non-governmental broadcaster. In reality, Fana belongs to the governing party, the Ethiopian People's Revolutionary Democratic Front. The other two words in the station's name, broadcasting and corporate, are English loanwords in Amharic. He says such words are used for convenience, and almost everybody, at least radio listeners, knows these words. The Amharic equivalent words are a little awkward for usage, and especially for broadcasters. Broadcasting and corporate are Western recent concepts. The words have been adopted by most Ethiopian languages. There are several other English and Italian words, for example, aeroplane, mercato, autobus, parlama for parliament, and so on. I have received a notice December 8th from Timothy Tipperary about his Tipperary Radio, a new Europe-based pirate making irregular broadcasts, testing, during December between 6200 and 6400 kilohertz. No further details about exact frequencies or times. He says, our regularly scheduled broadcast shall commence after the holiday season, when sobriety will be less random and our mental faculties and physical abilities less compromised. He does say special limited edition numbered postal QSLs are available free for this inaugural broadcast for all correct reports sent via email containing the sender's name and street address. EQSLs are not available. Send reports to Radio Tipperary, T-I-P-P-E-R-A-R-Y, one word, at hotmail.com. Deutsche Welle keeps making frequency changes to their broadcasts, including English. Not sure what the problem is with the old frequencies, but Ivo Ivanov says from December 15th, the following changes. At 04 to 05 UT, the Madagascar relay will move from 11810 to 12025. And at 05 to 06, another Madagascar relay moves from 15520 to 15405. A transmitter of All India Radio in Panaji, Goa, has been active up. When we've heard it occasionally, there have been modulation problems, and I think frequency accuracy problems as well. So now, Joe's Jacob tells us that it's been taken off the air, and the transmissions will be on the same frequency, but instead coming out of Bengaluru. So if you should hear these, you'll know, at least for the time being, it's not really Goa, but Bengaluru. 1315 to 1530 in Dari and Pashtu on 11560. And 1615 to 1830 in Hindi and Malayalam on 7505. And the transmitter being used for this, at least part of the time, is the one normally carrying the Vivid Bharati service from Bengaluru on 9870. When I checked December 7th at 1425, that indeed was missing, leaving nothing but China Radio International in English. Ron Howard in California reports hearing All India Radio Shillong 4970 in English on Sunday, December 6th at 1401 with an ID. This is the northeastern service of All India Radio, broadcasting from Shillong on shortwave 60.26 meters, corresponding to 4,970 kilohertz and an additional FM 100.1 megahertz. It's time now for a feature in English titled Hero of Social Justice, a feature on the life and works of Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, one of the principal architects of the Indian Constitution. He says it was a fairly readable and informative program, and put up an audio clip of it at his box.com site. From a publication called IndianFrontliners.com via Mike Terry, this item dated December 9th. All India Radio has launched a multimedia website for its external service, available in English, Hindi, and Urdu languages. It's www.airworldservice.org. Splitting frequencies exactly can be a helpful way to identify or differentiate between stations where there actually is a slight difference, if you can refine it that much. Here's a significant change, even though it amounts to only 120 hertz. Ron Howard in California says RRI, Palangkaraya, Indonesia, is on a new frequency, exactly 3325.00. Heard December 7th at 1330 till audio went off at 1333, but there's still an open carrier when he tuned out at 1340. He says they may be continuing to adjust the transmitters. For about 2 years, they had been on 3324.88. Another RRI station, Ternate, was on 3344.85 with a definite open carrier from 1349. That was December 9th. He says, never strong enough for any audio here. But in Japan, Hiroyuki Kamatsubara heard them on 3344.87, all the way from 925 till 1458, playing Palau Ambon at sign-off. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, 1803. Our thanks this week for financial support from Robert May, N5VE, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. He says, great job with World of Radio. Always enjoy the broadcast. I listen by downloading the program every week when it's posted. One may also contribute by check or money order in U.S. funds to P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK, 73702. Much more information at our website, worldofradio.com. Especially the archive of DX Listening Digest, including the new issue when published, number 15-49, covering the following item, headlined International Vacuum. Tim Bucknell in the UK on the Harmonics Yahoo group says the U.S. Navy Fleet SATCOM is still rebroadcasting exotic FMDX. Jürgen Bartels and I think we've been hearing the Congo, the third harmonic of an FM station on a 98.6, heard on 295.8 megahertz. I listened to his clip, and I did tell that they are in French, and they mentioned Congolais. But there are many other signals in that area, thanks to this malfunctioning U.S. military satellite. It so happens that the frequency range they pick up and transpond has a lot of studio transmitter links from terrestrial FM stations, as well as harmonics of FM stations. He has a whole bunch of other logs in the new issue of DX Listening Digest. Many of them are from Latin America, including from Paraguay, Peru, and Nicaragua. Of course, you need to be set up to receive the 250 megahertz band in wideband FM. But it does not take a dish to do this. He says he's using a CLP5130 log periodic antenna. More to last week's item about the Korean language number station on 3276.876 as measured in this log from Sungchul Cho, who may actually be in South Korea, December 5th at 1330 to 1340. He says it's in, or he's in, Anyang, South Korea, I guess he means. It's been listed as V28 among the roster of number stations, and he wonders, is it operated by the Army of North or South Korea? After closing, some Korean words are heard, which he translates as, you the sucker, stand up, bow. And another follow-up to last week about Dengue Kurdistana, the clandestine on 9400. The transmissions via the French site were missing, but Ivo Ivanov has put them back for this, what he calls, final B-15 schedule. They're all on the same frequency, but they switch transmitter sites every few hours. He says they are now Moldova or Pridnestrovia from 04 to 08, 12 to 15, and 20 to 22, Armenia from 08 to 12, and Bulgaria from 15 to 17, Issoudun, France from 17 until 20. However, there is a clash with FEBC Philippines and Chinese all the way from 09 to 14, also on 9400. Via RustyX, someone on the DXing.ru forum says, Radio Berenice in Kyrgyzstan, 4820, according to their website, broadcasts in Russian on certain days of the week, Monday and Tuesday from midnight to midnight 20 UT. The frequency may vary down to 4819.8. And adds, in the remaining days of the week, it's in Russian, Kyrgyz, and English. It doesn't say which days in English. The transmitter in Bishkek, omnidirectional antenna with a power of 15 kilowatts. From Uwe Folk in Thailand, a report in German via ADX, via shortwave bulletin about Laos. The domestic service, which is all there is on shortwave, on exactly 6130, has had English scheduled for half an hour at 1400 UT. However, there were some changes observed as of December 2nd and 3rd. That half hour was changed to Chinese, and English moved half an hour later to 1430 until 1500. Richard Langley sends a story from Rapid TV News of December 7th. After listening to broadcasters and analysts across the country, Mexico's Senate has faced reality and is postponing the country's analog television switch-off for another year. Even though the government has lately been rushing to ensure every Mexican home has the necessary technology to receive and watch digital TV, several broadcasters are not close to being ready. So the Senate offered an extension for those networks and channels that need extra time. Mostly targeting small and local operators, the switch-off date has been moved to 31 December 2016. Well, a number of stations have already turned off their analog, but there's no big hurry for the rest of them to do so, it seems. And I was quite pleased to get a winter sporadic e-opening once again from Mexico. Just before midnight UT, December 7th, and for a while afterwards, on channels 2, 3, and 4, I got a number of stations and different networks, including NFL football, the same as on CBS in the U.S., but replacing those graphics with their own in Spanish, as well as the commentary in Spanish, of course. One station I definitely identified was Telever, channel 2 in Veracruz, which is XHFM. The opening lasted more than 2 hours, and there could be more like this if you keep an eye on the lower TV channels analogically in December and January. Steve Zimmerman in Milwaukee, Wisconsin says, I've been wanting to hear this station for a while, and finally have. It's El Pescador Preacher in Nicaragua, 8989 USB, December 6th, between 2258 and 2355 UT. He tuned in and heard poor signals. It was fading up slowly around 2310. There was some adjacent channel interference from a U.S. military on 8992 with phonetic ciphers. The Nicaraguan peaked between 2310 and 2335 and included a musical selection at 2328 with a female vocalist, a reverent religious quality to it. He needed a filter down to 2.2 kilohertz, so the music was very tinny sounding. A sermon resumed at 2335 and faded to mostly poor after 2340. No signals were observed by 2358. So that's the hour to try for this station, which is unofficial, shall we say, in or near Nicaragua. Big news from Tulsa, Oklahoma. The station, which had been broadcasting nothing but Mexican music for a year or so, never any announcements heard, let alone an ID on 1120, finally started regular programming, including announcements, and identifying as 1120 La Diferente, the different one, but I've yet to hear any call letter ID, even at the top of the hour. It seems they're a little hazy on FCC requirements, but at least they're finally into regular programming, as heard December 4th at midday, and December 5th. To the FCC, the station is known as KETU, formerly KEOR. December 6th at midnight 45, I was surprised to hear some Spanish underneath WHRI on 7315, soon found to be parallel to Romania on 7325. But it's scheduled for the B-15 season on 7335. So was this a mistake? Well, apparently not. As early as November 1st, Alan Rowe in the UK reports to CIDX Messenger he was hearing this broadcast already on 7315 instead of 7335. Ron Howard reports SIBC, Voice of the Nation, Solomon Islands, active on its 31-meter channel, 9545, December 3rd, with Pop Pacific Island songs from 0447 until off at 0500. That's the usual time they change frequencies to 5020, but which may not become audible until quite a bit later. Ron Howard heard the Chinese numbers station from Taiwan, Xing Xing BS, or Star Star Broadcasting, on a strange new frequency. 9522.0 USB on December 7th at 1307 to 1328 off. That was instead of the usual frequency, 7502 USB, but they were back there on the following day, December 8th, so perhaps they were just testing on 9522. Well, wait a minute, December 9th, Ron says, Xing Xing was again on 7502 USB between 1300 and 1328 UT. So be sure to check both. They supposedly have another broadcast starting at 12 UT. In case you heard music, Phil, if anything, on many Voice of America transmissions on December 7th, there was a protracted power outage at headquarters in Washington from early morning well into the afternoon, according to BBGWatch.com via Mike Terry. They, of course, don't hesitate to point out that a commercial broadcaster would have been prepared for this with backup generators. Thank goodness we still have multiple World of Radio times on shortwave because every week, it seems, something may go wrong with one or two. On Sunday, December 6th, the new airing I mentioned at 09 UT on WRMI 5850 did not occur, but instead some other program still on their schedule, so let's hope World of Radio will start showing up there. UT Monday, December 7th at 0400, Johnny Lightning was running way over on Area 51, an additional sesquihour for him, so we were preempted, but he's only on the air alternate weeks, so on December 14th, we hope to appear as scheduled at 0400 on 5109.7. Just before Alan Weiner Worldwide on WBCQ 7490, the live broadcast, UT Saturdays from midnight to 01 is the Fred Flintstone music show. And we're sorry to hear that Fred has had to rerun some programs because he says he's being treated for acute lymphoblastic leukemia cancer B-cell. Last week, I reported about the Have Goals World Service on WBCQ, an unexpected program, which I assumed, according to what he said, would only be on once. But in fact, it was on again the following week, but 1 hour earlier than before. So it may keep reappearing, who knows, although it doesn't appear on the official WBCQ 9330 schedule. I heard it UT Sunday, December 6th, during the 01 UT hour. So keep an ear on that frequency. From Charisma News via Mike Terry, Pete Sumrall, son of Dr. Lester Sumrall, has died of a heart attack December 5th. He was 62, president and CEO of LaCie Broadcasting with all those shortwave stations. But it seems the family business will go on. There is a third generation, Drew Sumrall. Another Mexican music station like Tulsa has finally decided to start speaking and identifying, although without call letters. It's supposed to be KXPL 1060 in El Paso, which on December 6th I heard calling itself Fiesta, una emisora más de Radio Rama El Paso. Ivo Ivanov says the Yemeni clandestine on 11860 has expanded to 24 hours. I was hearing it quite well December 7th around 14 to 15. The propagation dollar from Boulder, ANK indices of 5 and 2, December 18th to 26th, but peaking at 18 and 4 on the 27th. Solar flux dropping to 95, December 17th and 18th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio, 1803.